te vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 33, and we are doing texts 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So we'll all do together text 4 through 7, and then responsively we'll do text 8. Ato dundubayo nedur. Together. Nipeto pushpa vrishtaya jagur gandharva pataya sastrikastavya shomalam. Translation. Kettle drums then resounded in the sky while flowers rained down and the chief gandharvas and their wives sang Lord Krishna's spotless glories. Purport. As stated here, Lord Krishna's glory in dancing the rasa dance is pure spiritual bliss. The demigods in heaven, in charge of maintaining propriety in the universe, ecstatically accepted the rasa dance as the ultimate religious affair, completely different from the perverted reflection of romance and we find in this mundane world. Text 5. Valayanam nupuranam kinkininam chayoshitam sapriyanam abhut shabdas tumulo rasamandale. A tumultuous sound arose from the armlets, ankle bells, and waist bells of the gopis as they sported with their beloved Krishna in the circle of the rasa dance. 6. Tatra iti shushubhe tabhir bhagavan devaki suta madhye maninam haimanam mahamarakato yatha. In the midst of the dancing gopis, Lord Krishna appeared most brilliant, like an exquisite sapphire in the midst of golden ornaments. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that Devaki, besides being the name of Vasudev's wife, is also a name of Mother Yashoda. As stated in the Adi Purana, Dve Namni Nanda Bharyaya Yashoda Devaki Ticha. The wife of Nanda has two names, Yashoda and Devaki. Text number 7, this is a prose, I think. Paranyasar bhuja vibhu vidhuti bihi sasmitar bhru vilasar bhajyan madhyais chalakuchapatpai kundalai gandalolai svidyan mukya kavara rasana ghantaya krishna vadvo gayantyastam tadita ivata mega chakre vireju. Translation. As the gopis sang in praise of Krishna, their feet danced, their hands gestured, and their eyebrows moved with playing smiles. With their braids and belts tied tight, their waists bending, their faces perspiring, the garments on their breasts moving this way and that, and their earrings swinging on their cheeks, Lord Krishna's young consorts shone like streaks of lightning in a mass of clouds. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that according to the analogy of lightning flashing in clouds, the perspiration on the loving faces of the gopis resembled drops of mist, and their singing resembled thunder. The word agrantayaha may also be read agrantayaha, meaning loosened. This would indicate that although the gopis began the dance with their hair and belts tightly drawn, these gradually slackened and loosened. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti points out that the gopis were expert at exhibiting mudras, precise hand gestures that express feelings or convey meanings associated with the theme of a performance. Thus, sometimes Krishna and the gopis would artistically move their interlocked arms together, and sometimes they would separate arms and exhibit mudras to act out the meaning of the songs they were singing. The word padanyasai indicates that the gopis artistically and gracefully placed the steps of their dancing feet in an enchanting way, and the words sasmitair bhru vilasai indicate that the romantic movements of their eyebrows, smiling with love, were most charming to behold. Text number 8, please repeat. Utsarja gur nityamana rakta kantyo rati priya Krishna bhimarsha mudita yadgite nedamavritam Utsarja gur nityamana rakta kantyo rati priya Krishna bhimarsha mudita yadgite nedamavritam Uchar jagur nityamana Rakta kantyo rati priya Krishna vimarsha mudita Yadgite nedamavritam Utsarja gur nityamana sing lower if you like. Uchai, loudly, jagu, they sang, nityamana, while dancing, rakta, colored, kantya, their throats, rati, conjugal enjoyment, priya, dedicated to, Krishna abhimarsha, by the touch of Lord Krishna, mudita, joyful, yat, whose, gitena, by the singing, idam, this entire universe, avritam, is pervaded. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Eager to enjoy conjugal love, their throats colored with various pigments, The gopis sang loudly and danced. They were overjoyed by Krishna's touch, and they sang songs that filled the entire universe. Purport. According to an authoritative book on music called Sangeeta Sara, Tavanta eva raga surya vatyo jiva jataya teshu sodasa sahasri pura gopi krita vara. There are as many musical ragas as there are species of life. Anybody knew that? There are 8,400,000 species of life. There are as many musical ragas as there are species of life. Among these ragas are 16,000 principal ones, which were manifested by the gopis. Thus, the gopis created 16,000 different ragas, or musical modes, and these have subsequently been disseminated throughout the world. The words yad gitenedam avritam also indicate that even today, devotees throughout the world sing the praises of Krishna, following the examples of the gopis. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Litam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we continue with the rasa dance. I just want to recap a little bit just to maintain the continuity of the pastime. Some chapters ago, in the chapter of Krishna stealing the garments of the gopis, Krishna had promised the gopis that they would dance in the future. So a few of those verses says, Lord Krishna said, O saintly girls, I understand that your real motive in this austerity has been to worship me. That is the worship of Katyayani, because they wanted Krishna as your husband. That intent of yours is approved of by me, and indeed it must come to pass. The idea of their becoming the wives or the consorts of Krishna must come to pass. The desire of those who fix their minds on me does not lead to material desire for sense gratification. Just as barley corns burned by the sun and then cooked can no longer grow into new sprouts. Go now, girls, and return to Vraja. And this is his promise to them. Your desire is fulfilled, for in my company you will enjoy the coming nights. After all, this was the purpose of your vow to worship Goddess Katyayani, O pure-hearted ones. And then after that, there were some chapters delivering the wives of the Brahmins, worshipping Govardhan Hill. There was devastating rainfall in Vrindavan, wonderful Krishna, prayers by Indra, the King of Heaven, and releasing Nanda Maharaj from the clutches of Vaman, of Varuna. And then came the introduction to the rasa dance. So in the summary of 1029, this is just a part of it which I thought is very applicable to this particular section. And just to remind us of the pastime, the rasa dance. As mentioned above, it appears that Krishna enjoyed the rasa dance with the gopis when he was 8 years old. At that time, many of the gopis were married, because in India, especially in those days, girls were married at the very early age. So he's saying 8 years old here, actually, because when he was 7 years old, remember, he lifted Govardhan Hill. And then a few things happened after that. By that time, the full moon, Sarat Purnima, had gone. So he had to wait almost 1 year for that particular day to come again. So he was 8 years old when he was going to do the rasa dance. There are even many instances of a girl's giving birth to a child at the age of 12. Under the circumstances, all the gopis who wanted to have Krishna as their husband were already married at the age of 8. At the same time, they continued to hope that Krishna would be their husband. Their attitude toward Krishna was that of a paramour love. Therefore, the loving affairs of Krishna with the gopis are called parakiya rasa. The attitude of a married man who desires another wife or a wife who desires another husband is called parakiya rasa, boyfriend. So, so here it is described that their meeting at this particular time, in this particular moonlight night, Sharat Purnima, which is considered the most wonderful time that people can meet. Srila Prabhupada described how the Taj Mahal is made with red stones, and many people from all parts of India, they would go to Agra. They would go there to see the Taj Mahal in this night, because it's so beautiful when the moon is coming up and the beautiful light and the different colors and so forth, the reddish tinge that is there. It's very, very beautiful. And just to take in that sight is wonderful for them. And then the song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I guess, Odila Aruna, the Aruna Raya Kirtan. It is said there that when the eastern horizon became tinged with the redness that heralds the rising of the sun, so I guess the rising of the sun also has a similar effect, then the jewel among the brahmanas, who is that? Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gaurasundar. He immediately awakened and then, taking all his devotees with him, started his sankirtan around the villages. It's a beautiful time. Wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up, sleeping souls. Why are you sleeping in the lap of the witch Maya? Get up and chant. So, so it's a wonderful time. So described here that the Gandharvas, the chiefs among the Gandharvas, kettle drums then resounded in the sky while flowers rained down, and the chief Gandharvas and their wives sang Lord Krishna's spotless glories. So, the chief Gandharvas, that means there is a chief of the Gandharvas, and there's also the many leaders of the Gandharvas who were chanting. And anyone knows the name of the chief of the Gandharvas? The name that is given in Bhagavatam is Chitrarata. Hahahuhu has another name also later on, isn't it? Famous. Who was that? Hahahuhu became one of the demons. Anyway, so the name given in Bhagavatam is Chitrarata, the chief of the Gandharvas. And their wives, I also read earlier that their wives is given the names Apsaras. So I always thought that there was a different group of living entities, but actually the Apsaras are considered to be the wives of the Gandharvas, and they are the dancing girls. So in any party, you have the singers, you have the musicians, you have the dancers, you have those who perform their acrobats and all kinds of things. And the Jumna Maharaj, in presenting the culture to the people in general, he has all these different facets. He has someone who does, they teach the girls how to wear sari, they show them how to put on tilak, they have a tent for astrology. There's a whole scene and his presenting Krishna consciousness. And if someone doesn't like the singing and the dancing, okay, come on over here, you can learn to put on a dhoti, you can learn to do something else. If you don't like that, you can play with the kids. There's a children's tent. There are so many facets, and he organizes it so much in order to present it to people so that it can be attractive. Srila Prabhupada did say that we can take over the world by spreading this culture. That culture, people, they're interested, they're really into culture, so we could actually convince people of Krishna consciousness just by spreading the culture. Also, it says that the gopis started out dancing with everything very tight, all their clothes and everything were tight, and as they danced, the garments begin to loosen. And that's natural. Sometimes in a heavy kirtan, you see some devotees' dhoti fall off. He has to run to the back to tie it up. So that's natural that these things would happen. And sometimes on very cold days, you know, we started off with all these clothes on. I played a mridanga, so after half an hour, I started to get hot. I have to start to peel off clothes. It gets so hot in there. So, and it's wonderful actually to go out and give out the holy name and chanting in ecstasy outside for the people in general. So, when they do the dance, Mother Napaini, it says here about mudras, it's talking about mudras. They do all these different mudras to explain the dance that they're doing, and it's just wonderful to watch. It's a very, very attractive part of the dance to show the different mudras and how the fingers change, and also to attract in the puja of the Lord. When someone is doing pujari service, for example, many of them, you see the pujaris will do different kinds of mudras in attracting the Lord in prayer, and it is very auspicious to do that, actually. So they are there with Krishna, and Krishna is in the middle of all of them. It was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bilva Mangal Thakur, I think, mentioned that each gopi was thinking that she is with Krishna alone. And she is in between two Krishnas, because there is a gopi and there is Krishna, there is a gopi, there is Krishna. So Krishna is between two gopis, and each gopi is between two Krishnas. But the gopi can only see one Krishna. by the power, mystic power of Krishna, he can do that. And if there were 3 billion gopis in this dance, as was mentioned before, then obviously there's 3 billion Krishnas. So it was very wonderful, and the sweetness of Krishna attracts them so much. There is a nice song by Sri Ballabhacharya that describe all the different parts of Krishna's body that are so sweet, madhuram. And I like to just go through the words, and we can see the different parts. Some of you probably already heard this song. It goes like this, and you can, he has it up there. Okay, we can do it that way. I was gonna sing the parts quickly, and so why don't we do it the Sanskrit, and I will read the English. This is by Sri Vallabhacharya. Adharam madhuram vadanam madhuram nayanam madhuram hasitam madhuram hridayam madhuram gamanam madhuram madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram Adharam madhuram, vadanam madhuram. His lips are sweet, his face is sweet, his eyes are sweet. His smile is sweet, his heart is sweet, his gait is sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. Krishna is called the emperor of sweetness. And then it says, Vachanam maduram charitam maduram vasanam maduram valitam maduram chalitam maduram brahmitam maduram. His words are sweet, his character is sweet, his dress is sweet, his belly folds are sweet. Have you heard that? His belly folds are sweet, his movements are sweet, his wandering is sweet. Everything is sweet about him. Venur maduro, renur madura, panir madura, padau maduro, mrityam maduram, sakyam maduram, maduradhipate akhilam maduram. His flute is sweet, his foot dust is sweet. If you ever taste it, it's sweet. His hands are sweet, his feet are sweet, his dancing is sweet, his friendship is sweet, everything is sweet. Gitam maduram, pitam maduram, bhuktam maduram, suptam maduram, rupam maduram, tilakam maduram, maduradhipate rakilam maduram. His singing is sweet, gitam. His cloth is sweet, pitam. His eating, bhuktam, his eating is sweet, his sleeping is sweet, his beauty is sweet, his tilak is sweet, everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. Karanam maduram, adataranam maduram, adanharanam maduram, ramanam maduram, vamitam maduram, Shamitam maduram, maduradhipate rakilam maduram. His deeds are sweet, his liberating is sweet. His stealing is sweet, his love sports are sweet. His oblations are sweet, his tranquility is sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. Gunja madura, mala madura, Yamuna madura, vichi madura, shalilam maduram, kamalam maduram, maduradhipater, akilam maduram, maduradhipater, akilam maduram. His gunja berry necklace is sweet, his flower garland is sweet, his Yamuna river is sweet, his ripples are sweet, his water is sweet. His lotuses are sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. Gopi madura, lila madura, yuktam maduram, bhuktam maduram, hrishtam maduram, sheshtam maduram, maduradhipate akilam maduram. His gopis are sweet. His gopis are sweet. His pastimes are sweet, his union is sweet, his food is sweet, his delight is sweet, his courtesy is sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor's sweetness. And now, those were the gopis, now the gopas. Gopa madura, gavo madura, yastir madura, shrishtir madura, dalitam maduram, palitam maduram, Madhuradhipate akilam maduram, Madhuradhipate akilam maduram. His gopas are sweet, his cows are sweet, his staff is sweet, his creation is sweet, his trampling is sweet, his fruitfulness is sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. This is from Sri Vallabhacharya. So everything is sweet about Krishna. So we are looking for everything sweet in this world also. We're looking for everything that is going to bring us happiness and peace. We don't want anything that will give us suffering. We're looking for a partner who has all these qualities. When you look for a partner, everyone looks for a partner. They're like, he must be, his hands should be sweet, his feet should look nice, his singing should be good, and all these qualities, we're looking for that person. And we're thinking, well, this person will be my partner. This one is better than that one. But actually, the person we're looking for, who has all the qualities that we want, is Krishna. Isn't it? The person we actually want is Krishna, because he has all the qualities that we what we need and that we're looking for. We have this partner and we can see, well, he has this problem, he has that difficulty, he doesn't have this quality, he cannot sing, he cannot dance. But this person, Krishna, he is sweet and he can do all these things. So this is the person that we are actually looking for. Okay, I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? You can make some sweet comments.
Thank you for the sweet clap.
Yes. Thank you for the sweet comment.
Vijay, so I had this question on Friday as well. How is it that the demigods and the Gandharvas are able to witness these intimate pastimes?
All right, you asked me to ask Ramiya Prabhu on Friday, and I did. And he said, see if I remember. He said that Krishna, he is free to do what he wants. So he can give them the eyes to see the rasa dance. Rasa dance. That's what he said. Anybody else has anything? It says here that the achieving on the sun. Now where is it? Krishna P. Oh, it says in the previous verse, not the one I read today, actually. I was wondering what that was. I want to get the exact... the demigods in heaven. They are demigods. This is in the purport. Demigods in heaven in charge of maintaining propriety in the universe ecstatically accept the rasa dance as the ultimate release of fear. Well, that's not the part I'm looking for. Oh yeah, he's here. On the soon crowded sky. The demigods, this is text number 3. The demigods and their wives were overwhelmed with the eagerness to witness the rasa dance, and they soon crowded the sky with their hundreds of celestial airplanes. And in the purport there is also something mentioned. The demigods and their wives, however, could see all his different manifestations as they watched the rasa dance from their airplanes, and thus they were completely astonished. This is in the purport. And it says in the beginning of the purport, Srila Bhairava Mangal Thakur has written the following verse about the rasa dance. So we are actually even more fortunate than the demigods in the sense that the rasa dance is taking place on the on the earth, and each gopi cannot see what else is going on except Krishna is there. Demigods is a little bit above, and they can see all that's taking place, and then we get to see the demigods looking on. So we are because by reading it, we get to see everything that's happening, so we are even more fortunate than them.
Sanatana Goswami Pad says that the demigods' wives, all the symptom of loosening their clothes, dresses, this is not with the male demigod, it was the female demigods. And then in Krishna book, Prabhupada writes also braided hair fell on the ground because of her ecstasy. As a result, the demigods, actually, they are very loyal to their wife because they have more love for Krishna than themselves. Mm. So it is their ishtadev, but they feel like their wife has more love for the Lord, so they are always associating with their wife to worship the Lord more?
It is a very good question, actually. I had the same question about the demigods being able to see the rasa dance, because we hear of Lakshmi not being able to enter, and Narad Muni had to change his form, and he had to bathe in the lake. And other places also, Srila Prabhupada is saying how even Brahma and Shiva, the best of the demigods, you don't get to see him. And there are times when actually, you know, it says that Krishna shook hands with Brahma. So there is something there. Yes, Madan Mohan Prabhu.
An idea to see if this would fit, I guess. So it's a question that when Krishna sent Uddhava with a message to give to the gopis, it, besides the message, it was for Uddhava to see the condition of the gopis. So Krishna is always doing more than one thing at a time, and he's specifically showing the quality of this highest love to his devotees for them to see that standard. Does that sound right? Let's put it as a question.
Yeah, it sounds right to me. Yeah, and you know, it was explained earlier how the suffering of the gopis, the apparent suffering of the gopis away from Krishna, Krishna disappearing from them, that is also for their benefit. That's also what they prayed for, and that's what they are getting. And Krishna is putting them in that state of detachment, state of separation from Krishna, just to increase, just to bring them to that love, that feeling that they actually wanted. Unless they are separated, they can't go to that higher level of feeling. When you're together, you have a certain feeling, and when you're separated, there is even a higher feeling of love. Absence make the heart grow fonder. Vipralamba, what is called Vipralamba Seva. So even that is, Krishna is doing all of that to bring them closer into.
And he mentioned that I think it was the fifth canto, where the demons attack. No, actually it was eighth canto, that's right. Demon attacks the heaven, and they were in heaven. So they attack the heaven to take over the heavens, but they are already in heaven. So then Maharaj made a very distinction that it is not the enjoyment their being there, because it was on the bank of Narmada River, and then the all Viprachitti, Kalnimi, Vitrasura, they were like all attacking to the demigods. So, point was that they are in heaven, fighting with the demigod to take over the heaven. What kind of enjoyment they are having while they are in heaven? There has to be a distinctly separate than the people who are enjoying the heaven versus somebody in the heaven fighting with the demigod. So then the answer he gave, what I remember paraphrasing, that it is not the similar topics of the Raslila, like Lord Shiva could not enter in, but he's at the gate. He got the blessing from the Lord to be at the gate to see who is in and out or something like this. Nobody can get in. So Lakshmi could not get in, but Lakshmi dare, Gopi dare Lakshmi kare Krishna rasevan. This word Prabhupada translated that Lakshmi could participate by the mercy of the gopis, but she hasn't taken that position yet. She doesn't want to be subordinate. So the experiencing in the rasa dance and seeing rasa dance from afar or a movie, we can see movie of rasa dance, that doesn't mean we are really seeing. I mean, I'm not seeing really rasa dance. It's a big difference, vast difference. There's a vast difference. See, Krishna is the embodiment of all ecstasy, and Srimati Radharani is distributing this through this. So it's difference unless it's acceptance. You can see many stories like Vatsasura, the calf demon. He looks like just like a calf, another calf. But all the cubs, millions of cubs, they are like making a route and they're making a sound to Krishna. And then Krishna noticed out of billion calf, only one calf is not experiencing as a calf. He's a demon. So it's a similar text like this, not going to Vrindavan seeing a Ras Leela. Even in India they have a little bit joke all the time. People think they see Ras Leela at night or something.
So we are quite fortunate to be able to hear these descriptions of the Rasa dance. And in one sense we are also seeing, the demigods are seeing, we are also seeing through the mercy of Guru and Krishna, Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada said we are more fortunate than Brajavasis, in a sense that Brajavasis did not know that Krishna is having rasa dance every night beside the gopis. So Prabhupada said in that sense we are more fortunate.
Okay, we'll end here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.